This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Did you watch any WrestleMania Sunday? 86% of you said, no, I didn't watch WrestleMania. 14% of you say, I did watch WrestleMania. I did not. I saw the highlights. That was it. And I wasn't like looking for them. They found me. Not that I'm knocking WrestleMania. I'm just saying that they found me. They were on the local news. I saw Heather Abraham was talking about them yesterday, and everybody was having a laugh about them. But I did not take the time to watch. Today's daily Twitter poll. This is an interesting discussion point. Antonio Brown has hired a new agent. Will he play in the NFL ever again? 67.7% of you, so just about two-thirds of you, say no, he'll never play in the NFL again. 32.3% of you say yes, he will play in the NFL again. I guess I find that to be about on par with what I thought it would be. But he goes out and he hires a new agent, Chris. He didn't hire a new agent because he wants to get a bunch of endorsement deals or anything like that. He hired a new agent because he wants to play football again. He wants to be back out there. But is he too far gone? Maybe.
I mean, how long is this agent going to be around? Is this agent going to be around as long as the last lawyer was around, who he had around for a few weeks? There's just no stability in Antonio Brown's world. And that's part of the problem, is there's no reason to believe that things are going to re-enter some sort of realm where he has a stable ability to show up for you as a football team day in, day out, and not bring all of the extraneous nonsense with him. And that's part of the good luck to this guy, this agent. And if he can somehow if Drew Rosenhaus can't handle Antonio Brown, who can, I guess, is my point here. And if this guy can somehow turn around Antonio Brown and get him back in the league, then God love him. He'll have proven himself to just about anybody else in the league as well.
Yeah, as Ed Wasilewski of excuse me, he's got me all choked up. Ed Wasilewski of EMG Sports out of Philadelphia. He's got a bunch of different clients. Let's see his client base here. His EMG team. He has, oh, so he had them all listed, and now they're not. He has Naeem Hines of the Colts. Let's see, where's his roster? Check out our EMG feed for the latest news and roster. Now, he had this listed yesterday, and for some reason I can't find his team of people that he represents. Nate Stupar. He has a bunch of people from around here, and he's got like four or five different agents working for him. So it's interesting to see who he has. Julian Davenport. You know, he doesn't have the big-time name guys, so I wonder if he's going to kind of get inundated with AB stuff. Obviously, if AB calls you, that's the question I had. If AB calls you, and, like, it's one thing if you're the Rosenhaus brothers, and you're like, listen, I can afford to not deal with you because you're a total knucklehead. But if you're a guy like this, kind of a middle-of-the-road sort of agent or not a big-time agent, you got to run the risk all the time, and you got to, because of what it potentially could turn into. I just wonder how that call goes down. Like, if AB calls you and you just pick up the phone, you're like, oh my gosh, he really, you have to jump at it, right?
Do you? I don't know.
I think,
mean, again, if If I'm an agent and I see one of the premier guys in our industry, and say what you want about him, Drew Rosenhaus is one of the premier guys in his industry, and I see that Drew Rosenhaus can't handle him, I look at Antonio Brown as, yeah, sure, it's a challenge, right? It's a challenge to take on a guy like that and see if you can't get him back into the league. And if you do, you'll be widely celebrated amongst your peers as, hey, that's Ed Wasilewski, or however you say his name. He's the guy that got Antonio Brown back in the NFL, man, when in reality you could also be just the latest speed bump in Antonio Brown's life running roughshod over every little obstacle in his way between here and ruination. And that's the way I look at it. I would much rather avoid being the next speed bump in Antonio Brown's demolition derby than take him on and think that I can be the guy to finally get him pointed in the right direction.
Well, an interesting part and an interesting twist to all this that goes in a different way than where Bruce Arians went with this, with Antonio Brown. And I think that there is a bit of news in all of this outside of Antonio Brown signing with an agent. So yesterday, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta, he wouldn't comment when asked if Baltimore was interested in signing Brown. He said, and I quote, "Those are in-house things. Those are my personal feelings about that situation. I don't really feel the need to share them with you right now," he said when he was asked about it. So he could have gone the Bruce Arians route. Bruce Arians had no trouble sharing his personal feelings about Antonio Brown and sharing those in-house feelings and making them out of house. And they were very definitive, very straight to the point, Chris, and very, very forceful. They were just, "I don't want AB on my team. He isn't going to be on my team. There's never a place for him on my team. No thank you, AB." That isn't to say that the Ravens want Antonio Brown or he's going to end up a Raven, but you keep the speculation alive if you don't kill it. And I find that interesting from the Ravens.
Well, I think if you're Eric DaCosta or anybody who hasn't been in AB's sphere before or AB's realm or just been peripheral to it at some point in their life or career, it's probably easier to take a step back and say, much like this new agent, maybe I'm the guy, or maybe we're the organization, or this is the place where we can turn him around and get him going in the right direction. And so it gives you pause, especially if you're the Ravens and you think, maybe we could use this guy. Then if you're someone who's already been in his sphere, in his realm, or like I said, just on the periphery of it, and you've had to deal with him and his nonsense, as Bruce Arians did at one point in time, and you say, no thanks, been there, done that, no longer interested, which is essentially what Bruce Arians said last week.
I'm here for all of it, for AB cycling through this guy and the brain power that we reach when AB calls Adisa Bakari and those two guys end up teaming up. And Adisa Bakari represents AB because he's like the last guy left. Adisa Bakari, who, if you remember, his shining moment was not knowing the CBA and knowing that Le'Veon Bell could report or couldn't report, or could he come back, or could he make his money, or could he not. So he had him go play basketball at LA Fitness on McKnight Road, and he was out there, and he thought he had to report to make money, but he really didn't, and he didn't know how to read the CBA. So I'm all for that being the next stop for Antonio Brown when he cycles through these people and kind of gets to their wits' end and they're done with him. Imagine a boardroom where Adisa Bakari and AB walk in and you have to outwit them, and you're thinking like, I mean, how easy is this?
AB. Oh, it's just perfect, isn't it? And Adisa just screwing up some little clause in the contract and AB not getting paid somehow, and then AB beats him up like he's a delivery truck driver, and just, oh my God, it's all right there for the take. If it doesn't happen in real life, someone should write the TV show.
Well, Adisa Bakari is the kind of agent you have where AB plays like six games and then forgot to sign the contract, and then the team tells him, he's like, hey, we don't have to pay that guy. And Adisa Bakari is like, wait, we never signed the contract. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.